Omaha. You can listen to the engines moaning out his one old song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and once again, a welcome to our instruction. I am your host, Orion J. Starting today's episode with a hell of a banger, I just recently read by the Korean writer Woon Pyeong-soon, in which is an incredible journey towards healing and towards discovering. Like, it's a self-discovery kind of a journey. Of a character discovering what they are doing in the world where everything is so strange and so mind-numbing, you can't really understand it. And which, it's just the same for all of us, isn't it? I mean, of course, living everyday life is problem by itself, but really not having any emotion towards a world where it's cruel and it's empty. What do you feel about it? In which the book Almond puts it into play. And God dang it, I love this story. This one kid, who is the main character of the story, him going through this one journey of him discovering himself and his different emotions, it's really well done. I mean, the execution behind it is fantastic. I love it. How could I not love this story? And it is recommended to me by one of my lovely friends. Man, of course, a friend, not a girlfriend, of course. And yeah, let me just tell you guys, I just loved it so far. I maybe read about maybe 150 pages or so. Not more than that, not less than that. Exactly 150 pages of maybe 250. And so it is not a full-on review, and I would not go on into spoilers a lot. And I would just tell you guys the overall ideas I have of the story and how it is keeping on going. And is it really a good book? Of course. Fuck yeah. It's great. It is such a story where I would recommend it to every one of my friends for eternity. I did not really read a lot of books, especially now, which I am going into work and so on. I do not have as much time as I used to, but I would still make time to read a few of the books I really like. In which this one book has really got me interested into the world building it's got for itself. Every side character, every interaction, every backstory of a character, it is all well done. I mean, this is one of those books in particular where you really feel for the character, because we have always wished to be this one character, emotionless and heartless toward a world where we cannot really figure out our place in. In which this one character has really a difficult time to deal with it. Me personally, by reading this one story, I was always like, oh my god, I wish I could have been this guy. I wish I could have just had what he has. But now, me reading it halfway, I can really tell I don't want to be this guy. Different emotions are necessary for a human being and for a human life. If you do not have it, then you are missing out of maybe 80% of the whole life. This one character has to learn how to smile at someone when it's necessary, when it's appropriate. This one character has to understand what it means to be angry, what it means to be mad at someone, what it means to protect your own rights, what it means to stand up for someone. It's all about him discovering, learning, bit by bit, something that we all do by instinct, but he has to learn those things. And it all begins with his birth and with the doctor saying he has a dysfunction on the back of his brain where I don't know why it just happened. But wow, what in storytelling. You can really feel for the character, man. And midway through the story, you meet this other character, Gang, I don't know the name. Sorry, I am so sorry. And so you meet this one character, and the interaction between him and the main character is really interesting. I love these two together. And them learning how to be friends, you know, from enemies to friends, it's really such a story where I just want to keep on going with it. And so these two characters, when they're interacting, they are somehow the exact opposite of each other. You know, this one main character, he does not have any feelings towards anything howsoever. He does not know how to properly speak with someone. He does not know how to interact with people, or when to smile at someone, when to be himself, or not to be himself. He doesn't know any of this. And his mother has tried her best to teach him all these things since birth, and which is crazy. And, you know, she's a single mother household, and which she cannot really spend much time for him. And this one character, he has lived all his life with his grandma and with his mom. And so he's learning it bit by bit, as I told you. And let's just say, I just love this one thing where, me personally, I always wanted this one thing in my life, where I could have just turned on and turned off all my emotions by a snap of my fingers. And this one character doesn't have this thing, but he has what I always wanted, to be heartless, to be emotionless towards this one world where everything doesn't make any sense. Us living into this world, being born and to die, it doesn't make any fucking sense. So this one character and him discovering all this and him trying to learn all these things in the hard way, by the hard way, it really makes me feel for every bit of these emotions I have, because it is what makes me a human being. It is what makes me special. It is what makes me in the first place, because I don't want to be heartless. I don't want to be emotionless. I don't want to let go of all these different emotions I have only because I have a heartbreak or two every now and then. Of course not. I don't want to do this thing. And, you know, I just had this scenario in my mind where he wakes up in the morning and he asks himself, am I tired or not? Because, you know, his body may be signaling him, oh my God, I cannot do this. Oh my God, not today. But he doesn't feel like it. So he says, you know what, I can do it for today. His body is like so numb to it, but he still does this one thing because he does not know what it means to be tired. Maybe he knows it by learning it, but he doesn't know what it feels like, because his body may be hurting a bit, but he does not know how to properly adjust to it. And it's really the thing where it keeps the story going for me, man. And so the story keeps on going with him maybe going on a few tragedies and him learning how to deal with them, and him slowly becoming a mature man of him, taking on responsibility, of him understanding what he does best, of him really and really feeling up for other people, other creatures, other living beings, even though he has this dysfunction, but he still has the ability to take care of people, to really feel the compassion between different human beings. This one thing, compassion. Us as human beings, if we do not have this one thing, we don't know what is right and what is wrong. The moral story behind this one book is really well done. I love this moral message behind the story, but I do not want to tell you guys because it's going to be spoilers. And this one series, this one episode is not all about that. I am only telling you a bits and bits of the story. And if you do not like to hear more about it, then skip this whole entire episode because it's all about me talking about this one character and what he goes through. And so let's just say, me really feeling for this one character does this whole magic of reading a book, because you are imagining all these different scenarios playing right in front of you, and you're seeing it all playing out. You're feeling for the characters. You know what it feels like. You know what the heartbreak is, but he doesn't know it. He had to learn them with his mother and him really not going along with the other kids in the school. Him not really feeling like smiling at anyone, even if they are making on a joke, even if they are trying to make him laugh, even if he is trying to just socialize with other kids. Like, all this makes me feel for this one character. All this really reminds me of other characters in other fictional books and movies, and it's just great. You know, I read many books throughout my life, maybe about one or two and three, not many that much, but I really did read a lot of books. Especially not books, but watching movies, series, and my favorites of all, Marvel Cinematic Universe. And yeah, let's just say, yeah, I loved it. I totally loved it. And only 150 pages really made you feel for these characters. His mother, his grandma. His grandma is a total bitch, by the way, but I just love reading all about her. And so the story moves on to him really questioning, why am I like this? Why should I not feel for any of this? What can I say to this one particular person? In which really makes me not even want to feel as if I want to be emotionless and heartless towards this world. I do not want to be like the other guys trying to be that tough. You can be tough, but not at the cost of you just sacrificing this human part of you. This is the only thing that makes us humans. This is the only thing that separates us from different animals. Because they might have compassion, but they do not truly have it. They do not know whether or not these emotions mean something in particular. And they cannot act based on it. And it is crazy to think like that. We can all be this kind of character in which has a relative and which we lost them. But not even crying once during the funeral is something that is real sad and it is really moving. My heart could not really handle it because I was like just imagining it in my head and me maybe imagining scenarios of my different family relatives of mine dying and me being in their funeral and not even feeling a thing. And I get it. How many times did you ever feel as if you have to cry for someone? Of course, maybe one or two times for a mom, for a dad, for sister or brother, God forbid. But yeah, just me thinking of those little moments of me just imagining it, it's heartbreaking. It's really something I do not really want to go through, but I know at a point of my life I have to. All of us, we have to be strong and we have to be the kind of guy to stand up for all the things we have ever believed in. I gotta do it, you gotta do it, and we gotta be strong for it. This is our priority, this is our responsibility towards ourselves, to take care of ourselves and what our parents would have wanted in this position. And this one character which I talked about, he's like, when you meet him, when you're introduced to him in the middle of the story, in the midway of the story, you really get the feeling of him being too much of the other side of that. He feels too much. All these different emotions are too much for him. He feels too much in a world where nothing has to make any sense, but he feels too much. His anger is out of place. His sadness is out of place. Him discovering all these different feelings, but him understanding and discovering how to deal with them, how to heal with them, how to go along with them without breaking stuff, without him shouting at someone, without him being loud and noisy all the time, without him not knowing all these things. They are both on the path of discovery. This story does this one job, which is great, of these two mirroring each other. They are on the both opposite paths of each other, but they are going along with it. They're on the path of healing, but on a better healing. This journey has a point on making them both feel for each other, for these two characters to understand that their differences is what keeps them alive. It's what makes them special. It's what keeps them moving every day. And it is great, man. Not everybody has to understand these two characters. Not everybody has to go through so much to understand this one book. But me personally, when I read a book, I do like to understand every bit of detail, every bit of moral message behind every character and what they represent, and every other character and the tragedy they are going through. Because life is a tragedy. Life is pain. Life is suffering. Life is all about you mashing your head against the wall and then realizing you can go the other path. There is a path right beside you. You can go there and find it. And these two learning how to be greater than what they are suffering from. What they are learning throughout their lives is what it really matters. It's what giving them life to keep on going. These tragedies are a part of us, a part of our souls and a part of who we are in our lives. And what are we standing for during this lifetime we're living? What are we doing with it? And these two characters do a great job at really representing it and showing it and bringing it to life in front of us by words. Not by a live action movie or, I don't know, by a blockbuster. Not by any of this. No, of course not. But it's only by words. But you feel for these characters. But you feel as if you're living into their world. And I just love that. A part of me where I just love reading books is all about me getting into this brand new world of discovery. As the characters are growing and feeling sympathetic towards each other, I am doing the same thing. I am feeling compassion and sympathetic towards these characters as well. I am feeling as if I just love them from the bottom of my heart. And these characters would stand out for me because they would be like this one lesson learned by a book, learned from a book. Because at times, let me just be clearly honest here, we cannot be really doing many of these things in our own life. We do not always go through a big, great tragedy of us discovering ourselves, of us going through this journey of healing, of us making a movie out of ourselves. No. You read a book, perhaps. You watch a movie, perhaps. You watch a series. You go on through a whole game and you understand how it feels like. You are introduced to this whole brand new world, which is magical. It has everything you have ever wished for. This one story in particular where you have always wanted to be this character, but by reading this one story, you understand that it is not really what you have always wanted. Maybe being this one person is way, way more heartbreaking than you have ever expected. It is as if you're Spider-Man, right? Of course, web swinging through the city, going through breakups, enjoying life, beating on bad guys. It is all enjoyable. It is all fun. It is all this kind of, you know, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man kind of thing where everybody absolutely loves. But nobody's looking at it from this one particular side where he is disappointing everyone in his actual life. His girlfriend. His aunt, his grandpa? I don't remember, but yeah, he's disappointing them all by him letting them down, by him not being there for them. In which this one character really represents it, because once he was born into this world, his mother was suddenly right there, really disappointed of the fact that her kid could not really smile at anyone. Could not really understand what it means to be happy, to be joyful, to be a human being, and how to love her even. And which is really heartbreaking, and it is the moral message behind the story, where do you really want to be heartless? Do you truly want to be without these emotions you got? Is it really what you have always wished for? It really comes up with these different questions of you questioning it yet again and yet again. Do you really want to be this kind of guy? Do you really want to be this kid in this damn fucking position? Of course, he's going to be a great guy later on in the story. He's going to overcome what he has always suffered from. But it is a long journey of him discovering himself. Discovering himself and what he represents into this world he's living in. And the other character, which is now his friend, the other character trying to be this moral message behind the story. This one character where this character felt too much. He had too much emotion. He had too much anger, too much happiness, too much jealousy towards everything. He felt too much. He felt far too much, and the other character felt far too little, in which these two mirror each other in a great way. The execution is really great. And these two learning how to be friends, learning how to go on along with each other, learning how to help each other and be for each other, it is such a great thing. The message behind it is real strong of us. Despite our differences, we can always be the best version of ourselves. Despite our differences, we can learn how to live in this world. Despite what is happening to us, despite the unfairness, despite the sadness and the grief we're going through, we can always be greater than what we suffer. And this is such a beautiful written story by Woon Pyung-soon. And I just loved you, man. I love you, girl. Oh my God, I was about to say, man. I love you, girl. And this story you wrote, amazing. I would like to just come up to you guys and tell you guys all about what I read recently. Tell you guys what I think of the story and the moral message behind it. And so you guys have to read it with me. So you guys have to go on along and get the book for yourself, check it out and understand the message behind the story. You guys have to do the same thing. I mean, I am not just coming up here talking about the whole entire book, no. I won't go through spoilers at all. Or even if I go through it, I won't say too much. I would say those little moments I had in mind where they really stood out to me, so I would just come up and talk to you guys all about it. But I would not be like, okay, I want to tell you guys all about the story and about everything that happens and takes place into the story and every event that takes place. No, I would not do that shit. I would not do it. In Arnie Stark, we're not doing this. In every other channel, you can go on and search for it and see if everyone else is talking about the whole entire story. But here, I do like you to go on along the journey of discovery yourself. Of you reading the story reading the story yourself, you would understand what it means to be yourself, what it means to go through all these different things, and you learning how to live in this world, because it is complicated enough for all of us, as much as if it was to this one character. It was difficult, but it was not impossible. It is the same for us. We don't know what the fuck we're doing in this place. We don't know what we do have to do here. This character did not have it either. This one character didn't have it in them either. So we do not have to go through it so much. Do not overthink stuff. Just go through your life. Do it. And so guys, thank you so much for hearing today's episode. And as always, I would bring you another book so we can read it together. Till the next time. Yeah. You lie awake in bed with the echoes of the amplifiers ringing in your head. You smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said.